What's good, y'all? This is Caleb back for another episode of The Creepy Tales. I'm here with my guest today, Miss Jada May.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, we got a lot of good topics. Some stuff like gonna face your childhood, how you look at different things, and more crazy white folk. So let's get right into it. Before we even get into the episode, I just want to let everybody know that I stand with the Black Lives Matter movement, and I'm here fighting for justice for George Floyd and all the other black people who have died by the hands of police brutality within this nation. As a black man, I see the issues that we have going on around us, and I see that we need to make the steps in order to move forward as a country, in order to gain justice for all of our people within this country, because right now we're not in a good place and we're not in the place we need to be in order to properly advocate for our lives, because right now it looks like black lives still don't matter. So I just wanted to let that be known before we even get into the episode, and let's get right into it. All right, so for That's Cap, the new first segment, I got a interesting one for y'all, and it's really based around a couple different things that's going on like within like technology right now. So like, you heard of 5G? Mm-mm. Like the new like extended like internet thing
that okay, some like companies 4G are doing. Is coming in 5G. Okay.
Yeah, so they had that, and there's a lot of conspiracies going on around like what is it, because it was believed for hella long that the highest you could get was 4G and that was it, and then like they pop out the woodwork with this. So a lot of people have been creating conspiracies behind it and all that, right? That pretty much it has ulterior uses. So, along with that, Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation right now are doing research in order to create like chips to put inside humans to essentially like monitor us and like keep track of our health records and all that, blah, blah, blah. And like he says that's the express written purpose, but whenever I think of the government putting chips inside people, it don't ever turn out good, right?
You don't sit right with me.
So I believe that they hit a gap in the research, and they reached a point where pretty much, like, this last thing I forgot to explain. So do you know that the human brain, like, in order to communicate, uses electrical signals?
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, like, that's a little bit of science for y'all folks. Like, so whenever the brain communicates, it sends off electrical signals, and because of that, your entire body has, like, it's kind of, like, low-key electrically wired, right? I believe it's, like, slightly positive. Yeah. I believe it's slightly positive. But with that, I believe that Bill Gates is stalling his research in order to create these human chips. And it's because our body's electrical signals are malfunctioning the, like, electrical wiring within the chips. So that's my thought, right? So I believe that the government works with phone companies in order to create 5G in order to slowly change up or like amp up the electrical wiring or the electrical signals of human bodies in order to get the chips ready.
Okay.
Do you think that could be cap?
Honestly, with the way government's set up right now, I feel like they'll do anything. So I don't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's some real mad scientist shit. I could see it happening, though.
I could see it happening, because honestly, that's all they want is control.
For real. Like, I feel like once inside of our bodies, there's like, there ain't no coming back from that. Like, you're done for. You're taking over.
So you think they're going to try and take over our, like our brain? Like brainwash us, basically?
Either brainwash us or just have, like, a fail-safe system, just to, like, pretty much be like, we had these chips inside all of y'all, so now, like, just they can say something like, y'all got this, and we're switching back to slavery. If you disobey, you die. Like it could be some shit. Like, it could be some shit like that. Like, yeah. It could be anything. Like, but once they're inside your body, they could track you wherever you go. So, like, just say if you did something, you can never go on the run for real. Like, it's stuff like that.
Okay, so do you think they would force us?
I think they would try to force us, and that, like, and if they did, that'd be the day I go off the land. I ain't gonna lie.
I'll be out of here.
Yeah, bro. I go to Panama.
Panama? Why Panama?
It has no extradition treaty. So, like, if you have a warrant in the U.S., there's certain countries they can go into and get you out if you're high enough criminal. But in Panama is one of the countries, it doesn't have an extradition treaty with the U.S. So if you escape to Panama, you get all the way there, then the government can't do anything.
That's a good escape plan.
Yeah.
So if you decide to go, are you gonna take me with you? Because I'm not trying to get that chip in me.
I mean, I'll take her with me who want to go. I know I'm gonna be out of there. I ain't getting chipped. They got me fucked up.
Yeah, that is crazy. But I do think that the 5G thing, they're gonna try and like. Did you see that? Like, it was all over Twitter and stuff talking about how, like the people in China and Korea and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They was like. What is it called?
Radiation.
Yes, mm-hmm. They was using radiation to try and like get us sick with the COVID thing, or like something like some type of crazy stuff, but through the phones, like it was coming out 5G. Radiation through the phones.
That's 5G.
That's what it is.
That's what I think it is. Like that's their theory. But mine is that it's using the 5G signals in order to mess with the electrical signals that come off of humans in order to change up the frequency. Or either change up the frequency or like lower it or boost it or whatever, but yeah. It's in order to make the human chips work.
Yeah,
I can see it, bro. The government's
and
evil.
everybody gonna try and get it too.
True.
And like, oh whatever.
Yeah, right. Oh, it can monitor my blood pressure. I can use it as a Fitbit. Blah. I'm like, it ain't worth it.
It's not. That's not what. Maybe
like, it's a permanent phone call. Like it could be anything. Like
they already be listening to our conversations.
That's what I'm saying. Like. I'm like, my thing is, with that, I really don't care. Like, people be covering up their cameras and all that. I'm not one of those people. I'm like, my life ain't interesting enough. Like, I don't make enough money to, like, really be on nobody, like, watch list. Or if I'm on it, like, it's
if
like...
If I'm on it now, what am I doing?
My thing is, like, I cover my laptop screen, but what you really gonna see? Me watching Netflix?
My shit be for, like, hackers. You know how people be trying to hack your computer and shit? And they'll try and, like, watch you through the camera.
But my thing is, what you gonna see?
Everything. Just, okay, imagine you got your computer in your room, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's open, right? But you're not on it. And you just chilling in your room. Just think about all the things that you could do in your room by yourself. And they just...
I don't care what they see.
You don't care if they see anything.
No. My thing is, if you want it that bad, bro, like, mom grown. I'm like, yeah, it would suck. It would suck if I got exposed like that, but at the same time...
Such an invasion of privacy.
It is, but at the same time, it's like, bruh, I'm out here. Like, I'm you ain't the only one with photo evidence of what goes on. So, shoot, like, you ain't really doing that much. Mm-hmm. Somebody on campus could leak me just as much as some Russian hacker could.
I feel that. I feel it.
So, I don't really care about hackers, nothing like that. I'm like, hack me for what? Like, I don't make enough money, and I don't have enough status. It don't matter if you hack me. You ain't gonna see nothing that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see me doing my 2 a.m. activities with the Peter Wecker. Other than that, man, go see the meat tenderizer. Other than that, I don't know what else you gonna see. It was up, man. Wow. Bro, you saw that.
I cannot with you.
Anyway, it only put my face. Like, you couldn't even see anything from, like, the waist down. Like, my laptop facing my head. You only see my face. You can see a nut face. Like, oh, wow. This is not that interesting. Like, I'm just not that interesting.
It's not that. Okay. I guess.
Huh? Let me see the lighter.
Oh, I just got it. Sorry.
You're good. But yeah, I'm like, bro, I'm just not that interested at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, oh, continue.
You could go. You got it.
Well, I was going to start to end up the segment, and I was going to say, so with, like, the 5G, changing up the frequencies and all that, do you think that's cap?
No, I don't think it's cap.
Another conspiracy solved. I did it again, man. That's cap. On to the next one. So for this next topic, it's something that's gonna mess up your childhood. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, this is a cartoon. It's very special. But it got some explaining to do because this conspiracy making a little bit too much sense to me. Right? So, It's about SpongeBob SquarePants. Right?
Oh my gosh.
And essentially, it's the conspiracy theory says that Bikini Bottom took place like at a nuclear testing facility, and that's how Bikini Bottom became the way it is. So the evidence for this is the fact that, well, so Bikini Bottom has a very similar name to this place called Bikini Atoll, right? And for those of you who don't know, Bikini Atoll is, it's this chain of islands in like the Pacific Ocean, I think. And like in the 40s and the 50s, they used to do hella nuclear testing over there. They said they dropped like over 200 nuclear bombs in Bikini Atoll alone, like testing shit. So yeah, that's what it is. And they say Bikini Bottom is found like directly underneath Bikini Atoll. And that's like, so all the animals and shit in there all got mutated, and that's why they act the way they do.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I can wait, so I see how the Bikini is whole Bikini Bottom, yeah, right, boom. But is this like, so you can just, so you research it, like you can find this on the internet, like this is facts right here?
Well, let me say, no, this the, is a conspiracy the theory. No, place, no, wait, Bikini Atoll? Yeah, that's yes. real. That's a real place.
So, okay,
like,
so,
the U.S. was really dropping bombs in there for, like, 10 years.
Okay. So, I could see how somebody could know of that.
Yeah.
And create something out of that. Because that's just, like, somebody created something, you know, in Houston. Like, they seen something in Houston, make a little cartoon about it. True. Type shit. So, I could, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
That is.
But there's more.
There's more. Okay, yes, okay,
it's,
okay.
It's more evidence to prove it.
Come
on. All right, so back in, like, so in Bikini Atoll, whenever they're doing all this, they had, like, different Navy ships and, like, and all that that were out there pretty much doing patrol. And on these ships, a lot of them had chipmunks on them. And they believe, like, these chipmunks and, like, the stories about, like, different chipmunks, like, being a Bikini Atoll is what actually inspired Sandy. Sandy Cheeks. Remember her?
Yeah.
And the fact that she also wears a suit, because a lot of times they put the chipmunks in suits to protect them from the nuclear radiation. So that explains why she'll be wearing that suit in the show.
Okay.
And also, in order to like kind of add on to the contamination thing, do you remember that whenever Cindy goes in hibernation, she turns into that crazy giant monster? She attacks people?
Mm-hmm.
That could be because she got, whatchamacallit?
Exposed to it.
Yeah, exposed to the radiation. Like, her body changed. So, yeah, that could be why that happens.
Mm, okay.
And then, as more evidence, so, do you remember in the SpongeBob movie, they went to the place Rock Bottom, where they had all the scary animals shit, all scary fish and shit, they put on the fake mustaches so they could be men and walk through?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
So, they believe, like, Rock Bottom, like, because it's, like, way deeper into the ground. And that's actually the crater where they would, like drop the bombs at. So, that's why it would leave a hole in the ground. And, like, the fact that the direct radiation was hidden there is the reason why all those fish are so much more mutated than everybody else. Because they're in the direct danger area as opposed to everybody else who's kind of on the outskirts of it. And then just turn into, like, little friendly sea creatures. So, yeah, that could be that. And then, okay, so for this theory, the thing about Sandy Cheeks, like, being inspired by that and the Rock Bottom, all that, that's not confirmed. The only thing that is confirmed, though, is the fact that Bikini Bottom is named after Bikini Atoll, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they did this, like, for one, because in the show, so like every single time there was an explosion, it was always that big mushroom explosion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the actual explosion that, like, it was a picture of an explosion in Bikini Atoll, and that was the one underwater explosion that they did. It made that mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that's why they used that, and then the show writer confirmed it. So yeah. So everything else, like, around the characters, we don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But it is definitely named after Bikini Atoll.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's like a conspiracy that Loki got solved. Not completely.
This is what
yeah.
I
want to
know about them.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, I want to, like, it's weird to me that some cartoons be having, like, really, like, crazy background stories and all that, like Rugrats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how the, like, there's this theory that says that Angelica, she has like multiple personalities, and she actually created all the other babies based off of like traumatic events that happened to her, like parents, friends, children. Like Tommy, he died like at childbirth, and she created him. Chucky, he like died whenever he was a little kid, and or he was stillborn. Like, he was like a miscarriage or some shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was a miscarriage, and that's why his dad kept on creating the toys for the son that never came there. No, Chucky, he died as a little kid. The twins, they mm-hmm. were a miscarriage, and so Angelica didn't know whether I was gonna be a boy or a girl, so that's why they became like two gender twins.
Mm-hmm.
And she essentially just created all these characters in her head based off of traumatic shit that happened around her. But like, it's a lot of cartoons that have just crazy crazy dark backgrounds behind them.
Yeah. Which other ones?
What cartoon is that?
I don't even.
It was some cartoon. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but apparently, the main characters of the show represented the seven deadly sins. And like, whenever they broke it down, like, you could clearly see the connection between all of them, but yeah. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
That is wild. So Angelica, she, okay, so whoever her character is, that's who the author of the, who made the whole mm-hmm. Rugrats.
No, so her character, like, she was inspired by some actual little girl. Like, she ended up being taken, like, to a psych ward and all that. But she mm-hmm. had, like, wrote a diary with, like, all these imaginary kids based off of all the dead children of her mm-hmm. parents'
okay.
friends.
Okay.
And, yeah. And that's why they always stayed as babies.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait. That's wild. But I used to watch the Rugrats. I even watched the movie, but the one movie was kind of dark. It was kind of intense.
Yeah, you right.
I forgot which one it was, but they was like in the jungle or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And that's the Paris one. Then like they ended up going to the jungle at one point, right? I think so.
I don't know.
It really is wild, though. All right, so for the next topic. So, I'm just getting right into it. Do you know who Bob Ross is?
Yes.
Yes, you do. The Afro painting man.
Yes, I love Bob Ross.
Well, this is going to fuck up your perception of him. I'm not going to lie to you. Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
So, apparently, like, there's a conspiracy theory out there that says Bob Ross is actually a notorious serial killer. And all of the woodland scenes that he painted are the places where he buried his bodies.
I don't know.
And there's a little bit of evidence. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's heavy? Okay.
There's quite a little bit. So, for one, Bob Ross was actually in the military for 20 years. And, like, apparently he, like, was, like, cold with hand-to-hand combat while he was in the military. He became, like, Sergeant General, I think. It was like a very, very high ranking
mm-hmm.
in the military. And, like, right, the dude had hands.
Yeah.
He was a tall dude. Like, he could have been, like, he had the capability to kill some folks.
Yeah.
He weapon trained. Like, he has the capability to kill people.
But a serial killer?
But, like, it would make sense. So Bob Ross, he always said whenever he painted these scenes, he just would think of the most beautiful thing he could think of in a moment, right? And he said that's the way he came up with it. But what if he wasn't doing that, but it was just the fact he had a photographic memory and he was able to repaint all these, like, places that he looked at while burying these bodies?
So, I need a little more evidence.
And then the last thing, Bob Ross, in each of his paintings, he puts his signature in a different place on the piece each time, right? It's never like just at like the bottom right corner. So they think the place he puts his signature is the place where the body is buried.
So where's Bob Ross right now?
You said what?
Where's he?
He's dead.
He's dead?
Yes.
Dang. So like, oh my gosh. Not that I didn't know he was dead, but the videos that he has on YouTube are pretty old. So
yeah.
Man, so
he's doing this in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
And so he was okay, so he was just, so you think he was posting those videos on YouTube?
He didn't post them on YouTube. Like, it was used to be on TV. That was a whole TV show.
Yeah, it was on TV.
And they just like reposted episodes. But yeah.
So it was a TV show. Nobody had any idea. You think nobody?
Nah, they just thought he was a cold painter and they liked his personality because he was so chill.
And he never got arrested for it.
Yeah, he just got away with it. But being in the military for 20 years, that point, you know interrogation tactics and all that. Like, you've seen some crazy shit. You can know how to hide a body.
Yeah, on some Dexter type shit.
That's what I'm. Speaking of Dexter, I was just gonna ask the question: do you think there's a perfect way to be a serial killer? Because I think Dexter was pretty damn close. Like,
yeah, he's pretty cold with it.
He is. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I've seen the show Dexter like 3 times. I'm not gonna lie. And it's a long show, but it's so cold because he was like pulling shit out of his ass like to like in different ways to kill niggas. Like, he was really cold with it. Bro, he got into an airport with a fake passport, all cash, just to go catch the one like Slavian dude or whatever. And then he freaking put a bag over his head and beat him over it with a whatchamacallit? Fire extinguisher. Put him in a suitcase and then carry his body back out to dump it.
Wow.
Dexter is cold, bro. He had a budget for this. This man literally budgeted his whole life around serial killing.
Man. I'm not gonna lie. I only seen like one season of it.
Bro, you gotta watch the rest. I'm not gonna lie. Wait. I forgot about this. It's the one last thing of evidence that somewhat points to Bob Ross maybe doing the serial killings. So it was just like there was like some psychologist who did a study on serial killers one time and just like psychopaths, and it showed that in almost every single case of serial killers, they end up keeping some type of thing from the scene as like as a memento to the murder they did. So like how in Dexter he had the blood slides. They think that's what the paintings were for Bob Ross, and that's why he chose to start painting those. I just want to throw that in there.
Because, like, in Bates Motel, what's his name? I forgot the
Norman?
Boy's. Norman's name. Yeah, Norman. Norman used to keep little stuff from his killings, mm-hmm. but he can, you know, get a little box.
Yeah, it's just like that. So, and they think Bob Ross did paintings of the crime scenes.
Okay, I could see. Could agree with the conspiracy theory, but it's just I like Bob like Ross, and I like watching him paint.
I mean, you can still watch him paint. Just know he painting the scenes where his bodies are buried.
Oh gosh, maybe.
Damn.
I can't believe you, Bob Ross.
Man, he. Okay, so this is probably a little dark, but if you were a serial killer, how do you think you would do it? Or, like, what serial killer would you, like, emulate?
Probably Dexter. I'd be on some Dexter shit. That's the coldest situation. But I don't know, like, his reason for killing people. Like, I don't know.
I like his reason. He only kills the bad people who get to the criminal system. They ain't really reformed. They still are hurting people.
He kills the people who get out of prison for killing people.
Like, just say somebody kills somebody, but then they beat the charge, but Dexter found evidence that they're actually guilty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then Dexter, after they get out, will go back and kill them.
Mm. Okay, I can see that. If I was in that situation.
Or if he just finds a serial killer who hasn't been caught yet, then he'll kill them.
Mm. He was cold.
He was. I'm not gonna lie. So, okay, can I spoil a part of Dexter for you?
Yeah, you can. Okay.
So, there was one killer at the. It's like one of the last seasons of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Called the Trinity Killer. And I really think he was the real coldest serial killer. Because he actually made it longer than Dexter did, killing. Like he was really cold with it because he perfectly hit everything. So this is real spoiler alert for the show. I'm about to really expose this whole season. So pretty much what this man would do, he had like a normal family and all that, but he worked like heavily with the church. So he started up this church group where they traveled to different cities and they would build houses for people, right? Mm-hmm. So every single time he went to a different city, he would do 3 murders in that city, and he would make all of them look like, well, he just like, he had a different MO for all of them. Mm-hmm. So for the first one, he would take a woman. She would have to be like in her mid-30s, brown hair, and he would kidnap them. I forgot the first one. So it would be a young girl, like early 20s, like late teens, early 20s, right? He would get into their house and pretty much he would run the bath, and as soon as they get in there, he would be in the bathroom, they would like walk in there like, what the hell? And he would like hop out on them naked, like trample them, like rip off their clothes, and then he would like force them into the bathtub with them, and he would slice their leg and make him bleed out in the bathtub while he held him down in the water.
Wow.
So that'll be the first one. Then the second one, it'll be a woman here, like late 30s or mid to late 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
He would get her, kidnap, and she had to be a mother. He would get her, kidnap her, and pretty much force her to like some type of tall building or like some type of like shipping dock or something, like where he could get up high, and he would force her to jump down and make it look like a suicide. And then the last one would be a man in his like late 30s, early 40s, and he would show up somewhere where they're at, and he would bludgeon him in the head with a hammer, right? And bop, 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 he would kill him, like boom. And those were his 3 murders. Well, they found out it was a 4th one later. I'm not gonna spoil the 4th one.
Okay.
But like, that was his thing, and he would use these church trips to go build these houses as his time to go do it, so he was never in the same city twice.
Yeah.
And he always looked like he had an excuse for what he was doing at the time, because he would say, oh, I was in my hotel, like, with the church.
Yeah.
And boom, he used that to get away with everything. I think that's the perfect serial killer.
Man, he never...
It took another serial killer to catch him.
Wow.
It took Dexter to catch him, because nobody else could think like him.
Because he was a serial killer. He was working in the... system.
Yes.
That is cold.
So yeah, that's what I would do. Now, speaking of serial killers, this girl, she ain't quite a serial killer, but she still got some bodies. Let's get on to it. White people, take better care of your children, because this is a prime example of white kids going wild. So the way that this story goes, there was this girl in Canada named Jasmine Richardson. And she lived in some small town in Canada, right? Mm-hmm. Only like a couple hundred thousand folks. And pretty much she was 12 years old. And she went to this one golf show, or like this like punk rock show. And she met this guy who was 23 named Jeremy Stink. And like pretty much they instantly fell in love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like this like white dude like into golf shit. I'm gonna get into it more, but pretty much as soon as she got into all that, she fell into the golf life, and she just kind of clung right into it, started wearing the heavy makeup, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she signed up for this website called vampirefreaks.com, and yeah. So on there that's where like her and Stink will really start talking more. And this the weird thing, Stink's profile, he listed himself as a 300-year-old werewolf. And okay. He would always wear a vial of blood around his neck at all times.
Okay.
So, after... and remember, they have a 13... No, they have like a 12-year age difference.
Okay.
11 or 12-year age difference. But, yeah. So... once Jasmine's parents found out about all that and about Jeremy, they forbid them from talking. And Jasmine ain't like that shit
mm-hmm.
at all. So she said, ma'am. Okay, well, I'm gonna read you their exact messages. Okay. So, right after this, Jeremy went on Vampire Freak. Or, no. He went on Vampire Freaks. And he posted this on April 3rd, 2006. Payment. My lover's rent. I can't read this shit like that. Payment. My lover's rent. My lover's rents are totally unfair. They say that they really care. They don't. They don't know what is going on. They just assume their throats I want to slit. Finally, there shall be silence. Their blood shall be my payment. Right? So that's okay. What Jeremy was saying, right? And so right after it happened, Jasmine was like, no, cool. Let's kill them. And she wrote, it begins with me killing them, and it ends with me living with you. She wrote that to Jeremy, right?
Awesome.
And he's like, well, I love your plan, but we need to get a little more creative with the details and stuff, right? Yeah. I hate myself for doing these voices. Bro.
Yeah.
So they did that, and like, even so, Jasmine, being the little white girl she was, she went to her friends, and she was like, oh, you're about to kill my parents. And they were like, shut your dumb ass up. Like, they thought she was playing. And now she wasn't. So, like, it was like 2 weeks later. Like 3 weeks later. And Jasmine was just watching, like, Jasmine was with Jeremy, right? Mm-hmm. And they watched this movie from the 90s called Natural Born Killers. And it's a movie about serial killers. Mm-hmm. Or, like, some shit like that. And as soon as they did that, they went into Jasmine's house and they started killing everybody in the house. Yeah. And so I'm gonna just kind of lay out the crime scene. So, I'm gonna explain how all this actually got found, right? So, she had a little brother. He also got killed in that. One of his friends that pretty much came to his window trying to look for him to go play with him. He was like, oh my God, I see a body. And he ran back to his house, told his mom. Mom called the cops. Cops went and checked it out. And they were like, oh shoot. All three, like these two people in the house are murdered and their daughter's missing. They didn't know that Jasmine had did it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So at first she wasn't even a suspect. Like they put out an Amber Alert for her and everything. They thought she was a missing child. Yeah, they're just trying to find her. Mm-hmm. Until they went through her stuff and it went on her laptop, and then they found all the shit like with her plan to kill her parents, and they're like, oh shit, we need to really find this girl.
Wow.
But pretty much in order to kill them, like, it's
she left evidence.
No, she left all the bodies there.
Like, no, she left like evidence that she was trying to do it.
Yeah, she left her journal and all that in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, piecing the events together, the police found that Deborah was killed first after being stabbed at least a dozen times. Deborah and Mark are her parents.
Mm-hmm.
Mark fought back with the screwdriver but was stabbed to death as well. Both parents' bodies are found in the basement. And then upstairs in his blood-soaked bed, the youngest, Richardson, had his throat slashed open. So, yeah, she slashed her brother's throat open.
Wow.
And yeah, they found all her stuff and they went to go get her, and they eventually caught her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now here's where the white privilege kicks in.
Okay.
So Jeremy, he got hit with three first degree murder charges and got sentenced to life with no chance of parole for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got that. He got a charge, right?
Yeah.
But Jasmine, because she was only 12 whenever it happened and 16 whenever she got convicted, she was only hit with a, like, 12-year charge and then 3 years of house arrest. And, yeah. And now she's out of jail. She's walking around free. They said while she was in prison, she got rehabilitated, even though at the beginning of her sentence, she was writing letters to Jeremy at his prison, mm-hmm. talking about how they wish they had got away, and pretty much like saying they didn't feel bad for it at all.
Wow, I can't believe that.
So yeah, she out living like a free life out in Canada.
She supposed to be in jail? Someone
like
crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Or some type of psych facility.
Okay, but because of that, I raise this question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at what point can you blame a kid for their actions? Because, like, in that case, could you say that because she was only 12 years old, she could have been influenced by Jeremy to carry this out, and you can't really blame her because she was, like, an impressionable child? Or can you say she was 12 years old, she knew what she was doing, and she killed her family?
I kind of think she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, well, like, people have argued both ways.
Because I could see how, like, okay, she's a child. She's 12. But I've met some 12-year-olds who pretty, like, you know, you're, at that point, like, you're about to be 13. You're kind of like, you know, I don't know. I feel like you know what you're doing. Like, if you had those thoughts, like. And then he did kind of aid it.
Yeah.
But I feel like they both should have been charged. At least she could have been charged a little bit longer.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, well, all that, but. All right, so have you heard about the, like, Slenderman girls?
Mm-mm.
So, back in, it was in, like, 2013, 2014, something like that. These two girls, like, well, you know what Slenderman is, right? The game with the tall, lanky man that hunts you down and kills you. Mm-hmm. He's in a suit.
Okay.
So, these two girls pretty much took their friend into the woods and tried to kill her. Like, they stabbed her a whole bunch of times, and they said Slenderman made them do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, both, like, 11 years old or something, right? And they stabbed the girl, and, like, luckily she survived, and she, like, was able to crawl up to the road and get help.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they tried to kill her, and they said Slenderman made them do it. And they said, I'm pretty sure they said they didn't deserve to go to jail because they were impressionable children, and they shouldn't have been exposed to the game in the first place. Like, at what point do you think a child can really be punished for what they do, like, with, like, under someone else's age?
What age?
Yeah, or not what, like, what age, or just, like, what, like, what would you have to do to, like, kind of show these are your own thoughts going in behind your actions?
I don't know, I guess. What do you think?
Age-wise, I think once you're a teenager, you should be able to kind of make your own thoughts. Like,
yeah.
But also, but same time, some people are just weak-minded. But, like, that could happen with anyone, because a weak-minded adult would still get charged with murder regardless.
Yeah.
So, but I'll say, like, at 13, like, I feel like for murder, like, especially for, like, some gruesome stuff, like, trying to stab the girl you grew up with or killing your whole family, like,
mm-hmm.
I think you should, like, get an adult sentence. Like, you might serve out your first couple years in a youth prison, and mm-hmm. then be transferred to, like, a big prison at 18, but you should, like, get a real sentence. Like, if you killed 3 people, yeah, you should definitely get a life sentence.
Sounds premeditated, too. Like, yeah.
Like,
there.
That's clearly premeditated. Like, they had emails showing they've been planning that for 3 weeks
mm-hmm.
to go kill them. So, it's like, yeah, I think she should have been really charged for that.
Yeah, I do too.
But, like, what were you going to say?
Because you were saying, like, you said the other thing was, like, 11. The girl was 11 years old.
Yeah, the two girls. They were 11.
Yeah, 11.
But, like, still, like, I don't know, like, I don't, like.
Maybe, like, I don't know. I feel like.
I don't know. Like, it's weird.
It's because they're kids. And so you kind of feel like
they're kids, but at the same time, Slenderman? Like, I mean, I guess.
What's,
like,
wrong, in a sense.
Yeah, that, yeah, that's my thing. For one, you know it's not right to kill people. But Slenderman made me do it. It just seems off.
Like, is Slenderman, is there, like, any case? Like, is it real? Like, do people?
No, he's not real.
It was just a game, yes. Right?
And they acted like he was real.
You think it was, like, you know how, like, they had that YouTube thing?
Like, with the Momo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think it's something like that?
I it could be, I guess, but I don't know, because there was, like, they never said anything about a video. Mm-hmm. They just said they were watching Slenderman stuff or playing the game, and mm-hmm. Slenderman made them do it. I'm like, bro, like, is that nigga in your dreams?
Or did somebody put some type of hypnotic thing on the game? But it was just them saying that, so it's just.
That's what I'm saying. It should have been sentenced. Yeah, that's weird. Like,
that is weird.
I just don't really see how you could use the game to explain that. But who knows? Like I say, white people, white America, do better with your children. And that's that on that. All right, and just like that, we are done with another episode. I just want to thank my great guest, Jada, for being on the show. You want to start your social medias or anything?
Yes. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at just Jada May. And you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, Jada May, if you look it up. And the link's in my bio on Insta. And I just want to do a shout-out to Kayla. Thank you for having me on here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You already know I love having all my friends and my peoples on the show. And just like that, we're done with another episode. We are dropping new ones every single Monday. And tell your friend to tell a friend and listen out for the new ones.